This is the Texas Standard.
Last week, the execution of a Texas man, part of the notorious Texas Seven group, was stayed by the U.S. Supreme Court. This because the state didn't allow him to have a Buddhist priest with him in the execution chamber. In a concurrence with a majority, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote that Texas had two options going forward. Allow all inmates to have a religious advisor of their religion in the execution room, or allow religious advisors only in the viewing room, not in the execution room. It appears Texas has decided on the latter. Jolie McCullough is a criminal justice reporter for the Texas Tribune. Jolie, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This seems like quite a break. I wonder how historic, given that what it sounds like the state is saying, there will be no spiritual advisors in the execution chamber.
Right. So before, the state policy was that only prison employees could be in the execution chamber, and they only employed Christian and Muslim clerics. And after the Supreme Court ruled that you can't execute Patrick Murphy during his appeals unless you allow a Buddhist chaplain in, they took Kavanaugh's request and they went with allowing none of them in.
Yeah. In fact, that's, as I understand it, I mean, I think a lot of legal scholars will tell you that that's pretty well established precedent that either you accommodate everyone or you don't. But as I understand it, TDCJ, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, will still provide priests. And those are what? Just prison chaplains?
Right. So, but none of them will be allowed in the execution chamber. So there's a difference. Before, Christian and Muslim chaplains could go into the execution chamber with the prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Very often they would kind of rest one of their hands on the leg of the man and mouth silent prayers while the execution was taking place. But because the Supreme Court said they couldn't do this without a Buddhist advisor, TDCJ said now all chaplains of Christian, of Muslim, of Buddhist, of whatever religion will have to remain outside of the chamber and watch through the viewing room with family and friends of the murder victim and of the inmate.
Do you have any idea how long this has been part of the execution process, allowing a Christian or a Muslim, a spiritual leader inside the execution chamber?
I know it's at least been several decades. I've asked the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for that information as to when this policy started, and they hadn't been able to give me an answer yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard different things. But I, as far as a concrete answer, I just know it's
been in place quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So what are criminal justice advocates and attorneys having to say about this change?
Well, you know, a lot of people are concerned that this is infringing upon religious freedom. So there's the difference, as one lawyer who's an advocate for religious rights said, there's a difference between discrimination among religions, which would be allowing a Christian chaplain in, but not a Buddhist chaplain
which
in.
Was what Kavanaugh
and then there's
was
one that's
to.
Just infringing on religious rights overall. And they're arguing that by not allowing any chaplain in, or a chaplain of his faith, of Patrick Murphy's faith, that they're kind of digging in their heels and it's not really going to help them in the appeal process under the Supreme Court.
That's interesting. So what does all this mean for the person whose execution was stayed, Patrick Murphy?
Right. So Patrick Murphy, I mean, his execution warrant expired on the day that his original execution was scheduled last week. The Supreme Court ruled that TDCJ cannot execute him until these appeals have gone through the Supreme Court, which would claim that the policy to not allow Buddhist advisor in is discriminatory, unless they provide a Buddhist chaplain in the execution chamber. And since TDCJ has changed its policy to allow none in, it seems like his execution is off the table until the Supreme Court makes further decision.
And so Patrick Murphy's appeal continues, right?
Right. The Supreme Court said stop this execution until his full petition can be granted or reviewed by the Supreme Court.
Jolie McCullough is a criminal justice reporter for the Texas Tribune. Jolie, thanks again.
Thank you.